Okay. Just wanted to... We're going to do a little skit on the gospel lesson today. Just to share where this comes from. When I was in college, I was the backup guitar player for a liturgical drama group called Soul Purpose. And the director of this group was very prolific. In fact, if you look on... You got to dig into Valpo's website a little bit, but there is a play for almost every lectionary lesson. I mean, there are dozens of them, literally. And we had a tremendous chapel staff, too, that sort of helped him put these together. But this is one of the plays that he wrote. His name was John Stephen Paul. He was a drama professor at Valparaiso and a very talented guy. So I hope you will enjoy our presentation today. And does everybody have a script? We have mics.
Mics check.
What's that?
Testing.
No.
Mics are good. How
did we get here? Oh, right. We're a little, as much as Rosie tries to make up for it, we're a little shy on feminine energy in our group. So the part of Marta, the Oscar's wife, will be played by a crude mechanical.
From the moment he woke up, Oscar Holtkamp had a feeling that this day was going to be a special day.
Maybe even is the special day.
The air was filled with electricity.
The sun oozing its way in through the many blinds seemed wider and more pure than ever before.
Because this was his special day, Oscar Holtzkamp got up very quietly so as to awaken no one. He showered, dressed, and went on his way.
As he stepped out the front door, the air was so clean and clear it took his breath.
Morning, Oscar. In his excitement, he was out of the driveway and halfway down the block before remembering he had forgotten to let out the cat. So he had to go back and start all over again. For his special day. To work.
Because Oscar always sets out to get to work early.
Not extremely early. People might see and think he was inefficient.
But just early enough that folks would think he was dedicated.
Yes, dedicated. That's how Oscar wanted to appear in the eyes of other people.
The slightly larger form of
Holtkamp.
Oh, and Holtkamp. But sometimes people are still envious and resentful.
Oscar did work hard. And they did like him. All the staff below him would say,
"Mr. Holtkamp, fine day, isn't it?"
And all the staff above him would say,
"Good morning, Oscar.
How are you today?"
And they would nod to me as I explained to them that I was just fine.
Oscar is a good worker and always tries to do everything well.
His daily work was done to perfection, and he was always available to do those little extras. It was really no surprise. Therefore, when the senior partners approached Oscar,
at about 11 o'clock the morning of a special day,
"Oscar, we'd like to suggest that you might spend today's lunch hour profitably."
"I'm used to spending my lunch hours profitably."
"What we have in mind, son, is this. There's this new preacher in town from Nazareth.
Name's Jesus. Go over and ask, what is the greatest commandment of the law?"
"Yes, what is it?"
This was not quite the profitable way Oscar had hoped to spend his lunch hour. Oscar was taken aback by Jesus' answer.
In fact, it was the answer that Oscar himself had come to believe correct.
The teacher thought just like Oscar.
"He's not so bad after all."
In his excitement, Oscar unexpectedly blurted out,
"Right you are, teacher. There is no greater law than loving God than everything you are, and your teacher is your neighbor.
But now the preacher responded to Oscar again, and suddenly Oscar felt as if all the electricity in the air was flowing through his body and the light burning through him as never before. Dizzy and disoriented, Oscar scarcely understood how he made it out of the closet, back to his car, and in his car back to the office. All on the way, words kept pounding into his head.
"You're not far from the kingdom of God.
You are not far from the kingdom of God."
God had noticed, Oscar.
What some people were saying was true. This Jesus was a prophet sent from God. Maybe even sent just for Oscar.
Not far from the kingdom of God.
Maybe a plaque for the office. A couple of plaques.
But something which people might notice out of the corner of their eye as they sit there.
Not Oscar Holtkamp. Not far from the kingdom of God.
But it's hard to tell people directly. When he got back to the office and his senior partners inquired,
"Well, Oscar, how was the trip to the office? To the plaza?"
"Yes, how was the preacher?"
"Well, sir, I think this Jesus guy is right on. I certainly can't see what all the fuss is about. In fact, when I asked him about our, maybe I'll tell my secretary sometimes. Maybe he'd just drop it in the course of the dictation."
The opportunity never arose.
"Well,
all the way home, in the car, he had planned it out.
"You're not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far from the kingdom of God. You're not far from the kingdom of God."
But when he got home, things didn't quite happen that way. When he burst through the door, the cat was in the way. Oscar tripped and lost his balance. He forgot all about asking Marta concerning her day, and what came out was something like,
"Guess who's not far from the kingdom of God?
Your Uncle Milton."
"What?"
"Your mother called earlier this afternoon to say that you'd taken a turn for the worse and probably wouldn't last a week. What do you expect from someone that old? She tried to catch you at lunch. You were out somewhere, and she called here. I'm surprised she left a message for you.
Oscar had not stopped at any store on the way home.
And things were not going the way he had planned. He felt it best to drop the plot center.
And the evening, including the evening meal, were spent rather quietly.
I'm sorry, honey. It's been an exhausting day. I think I'll just go to bed. Well, so much for my special day."
He lay there, not feeling close at all to the kingdom of God.
Began thinking about how good he was at things and how good he tried to be and how so many people liked him so much, and he began to feel closer and closer to the kingdom of God.
And the events of the noon hour reinforced that feeling once again.
"Not far from the kingdom of God.
Not far from the kingdom of God. Not far from the kingdom of God."
"It's so beautiful, but I can't find a way in. It's the most beautiful garden I've ever seen, but there's no way in. Maybe further up the parkway. No, there's no entrance. Maybe further up the parkway. Keep driving. No way in. Oh my God, there's no way in. Ah."
He was not certain what jarred him awake. He knew his dream had something to do with what Jesus had said. Oscar was already as good as he could be.
He didn't know how he managed to be better. He could have
road he was on did not really lead to the kingdom of God.
What if it was like that parkway in his dream?
On the other hand,
never getting inside either.
Perhaps in her sleep, Marta sensed his turmoil, for she moved just slightly.
Oscar noticed her hand on his shoulder.
She often slept with her hand on his shoulder.
All of a sudden, Oscar's whole world began to turn.
No longer was it just Marta's hand on him, but through her hand, her God's hand on him.
Is that the way it is with God, too?
Does God really love me? Have I been keeping God's love?
Start, Oscar realized that such love for God was really only a response to the God who also loved that way.
Unquestionably, love.
His body, his mind, his emotions, everything. It was all there for Oscar, and he knew it. He would get up the next morning and go about doing some of the same old things he had always been done to do to get God to like him.
Now he would know such things were useless, even absurd. When dealing with a God who loved him,
in a whole new way.
It
took Oscar's breath away to think of how long that might take, but God was patient, and once begun, God would see it through no matter how long it took.
Even if it took
forever.
Amen.
What do I do with this mic?